I'm Richard Knox in Boston. The news that President Clinton needs heart surgery has surprised many who've seen recent pictures of him out in the book circuit or the campaign trail, looking fit and healthy. But it's not at all uncommon for patients with severely clogged coronary arteries to feel fine one day and have chest pain the next. Dr. Randolph Chitwood is a spokesman for the American College of Cardiology.
You wouldn't believe it, but you don't really feel much pain or discomfort until you have about 80 to 90% blockage. There's a big difference between 80 and 85%, which can occur over a few days if a little clot or something forms in there.
Chitwood is chief of cardiothoracic surgery at East Carolina University in Greenville, North Carolina. He says President Clinton is actually lucky he developed chest pain.
That's your alarm signal. It's very fortunate to have chest pain because that tells you you have a problem. So this has told him, sit down, take it easy, and assess the situation.
Many of the 1.5 million Americans who have heart attacks each year had no prior warning. 250,000 of them just die suddenly. In Bill Clinton's case, doctors have recommended coronary bypass surgery. That, too, puts him in a big group. About 500,000 Americans get the surgery every year, making it one of the most common operations. Chitwood guesses the former president has narrowings in several of his main coronary arteries.
With single vessel and double vessel disease, we don't see those patients in the operating room anymore. Now, patients with three vessel disease, more of them still go to heart surgery.
When people hear that someone's had bypasses in three, four, or even five vessels or arteries, they often assume that means their heart disease is especially bad. That's not necessarily so. Almost nobody has heart disease in just one artery. Surgeons figure as long as the chest is open, they might as well fix any problems they find. President Clinton is reportedly also suffering from shortness of breath. That, too, is common. And Dr. Robert Bonow of Northwestern University in Chicago says it's not necessarily ominous, but it does signal that the heart is starved for blood.
In essence, what happens is the heart muscle gets a little stiffer, and that makes the pressures inside the heart go up, and those higher pressures can back up into the lungs, making the person short of breath.
People often feel fatigued as one of the first symptoms of heart disease or an impending heart attack. President Clinton reportedly said he felt tired this week. Again, Dr. Robert Bonow.
The heart as a pump is no longer functioning normally, and it's very common for people who begin to develop angina to point out that they've been tired for the last several days, 2 weeks leading up to that. Evidence that the heart muscle has been functioning under a reduced blood supply.
You can think of coronary bypass surgery as replumbing. Surgeons are the plumbers. They sew in short stretches of veins or arteries snipped from other parts of the body to bypass the artery clogs. That restores blood flow downstream. The operation is considered very safe, with only a 1 or 2% chance of death. Some patients suffer unexplained problems in thinking after bypass surgery that reflects some brain damage. But this apparently isn't much of a risk for patients like Bill Clinton, who are relatively young and without previous neurological problems. Randolph Chitwood, the North Carolina heart surgeon, says the operation should give President Clinton a longer and healthier life.
I think it'll be reducing his risk of heart attack a lot. When the heart muscle's unhappy, there's a risk of heart attack. But when you restore good blood flow, that risk goes away, and it goes away significantly.
And Chitwood says the quality of life after bypass surgery is good. 10 years ago, he had the operation himself.
I recovered quite fast, and in fact, have even been up at 18,000 feet in Tibet, trekking and taking photos.
You can even run for vice president after coronary bypass. Just ask Dick Cheney. He had the operation back in 1988. Richard Knox, NPR News.